We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Seudah, Halacha Vav, in the middle of paragraph Yud Beis. In the standard 8-volume set, it's page 288, the right-hand column, about a quarter of the way down the page. Kemuv Aleil Mashikosu B'Simen Chav Beis. As we mentioned earlier, what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 22 in the first half of Likutei Moran, Al Posuk Bayoim Hahu Yevuka Shavon Yisrael Veinenu, that there's going to come a time when they're going to be searching for the sins of Yidden, and they're not going to be able to find them. A person would say, why go searching for sins? As long as they're under the rug, I'm happy that they're there. No, there's going to be a tshuva. People are going to do tshuva at the time. And as a result of doing tshuva, the averis are going to become so precious, because each avera is going to be converted to a mitzvah. Va'ayim kol zeh behilchas Pesach halucha tes, ובהלכס בחור בהמה תוהרה הלכה דלת, ובמקוי מויס אחרים שרחנו בזה קצת. Rav Nozal says, look in those places where we discuss this very, very elaborately. ויוסר מזה צורך אודם להווה מעצמוי שלא יעפוי חס ושלום הירה להסרחק. And even more than what was saying here, every Jew has to understand not to misinterpret Yira Shamayim as something that drives a person away from Hashem, as something that gets you depressed, you know. Shelo yeh bichlal loy zocho nasis loy samovis, that he shouldn't enter into the category of those people who, because of the fact that they're not zocho to interpret the Torah properly, the Torah becomes a poison to them. In other words, they use Yiddishkeit to kill it. They use mitzvahs and musar, you know, to bring themselves down with, chas shalom. Bechinas upoishim yikosh lubam, sinners who will stumble on the words of the Torah. Again, they'll misinterpret it, and the Torah will lead them away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Their yira and things like that will lead them away from Hashem. Shekol zeh nimshach mehechle hatmurois. This is all tied into the Sitra Achra, which is called Hechle hatmurois, the land of switcheroo, topsy-turvy world. Shememirun umachlifin akol kanal, where they switch everything upside down, at she'ef shalavir lefarish, to the point where we can't explain all the different examples of this. So hold on a sec. So now, if you're telling me that it's so confusing, and it's so easy for the Sitra Achra to make me nuts, and to make me think I'm being religious and bury myself that way, then what's the solution? How in the world do I stand the chance of succeeding? Alkein. Therefore, Rav Nosson, any restless form always are giving answers, solutions. Never a problem without a solution. Alkein tzrichin lehiskarev liyareim be'emes. This is why it's so important for a person to be zecher to come close to people who have real yiras Hashem be'emes, the right kind of yiras Hashem. And for the person to use every ounce of energy that he has, every ounce of brain power, every to draw simcha on himself, to make himself happy, to force himself, to push himself to simcha. Especially by being able to identify nekudas toivos in himself, even now, even when he's not his best, he's not at his best. That's one etza, by finding nekudas toivos in himself. And number two, validei sheyavakesh v'yimtza harchovois rabois betoich hatzorois biatzmon, and by having the ability to identify good things about his situation, about his current situation. Sure, they shut off the electricity and the light, but I have a roof over my head. There's other guys who forget the electric, and my toe is hurting me. What about the guy that don't have no toe? He don't have no foot. They took the whole foot is gone. Rachmon Litzlan, you know. Bebechinas batzor herchavdali, as Rabbeinu Zal taught us on the pasuk in Tehillim, that even batzor, when a person's in a constriction, he's able to recognize the harchavas within the tzar. How much worse it could be for him, and how much worse off some other people are. As we elaborate on this very, very much in Hilchas Kilei Behema, which was quoted earlier. That's a second Eitzah, Batzor Herchavtali. And the third Eitzah, Validei Sheyistakel Al Hasoyf Huachrein Kanal. And by being always able to look at the future, to look into the future, when a person's going through a difficult time, he's going through an illness, whatever it is, he knows this isn't the first time in his life that he went through major difficulties. But usually, always, when there's difficult times, you know that there are going to be some good times, some happy times. This is the way it goes. Yo-yo, up and down, up and down. So when a person's in the down, he has to be able to look ahead and draw on the future and be able to say that if I know that in a few days or in a few weeks or in a few months or in a few years, there's going to be simcha, I ain't going to wait till then. I'm going to draw on that now. I'm going to be mechazik myself now with the knowledge that in a couple of weeks there's going to be a major celebration. How many kids aren't kids that way? When they know that there's a birthday, they're going to have a birthday party in 3 weeks. They don't start celebrating the birthday party on the day of the party. 3 weeks before, they're jumping up and down and telling all their friends, you know, I'm going to have a birthday. So what are you jumping up and down for now? You're going to have a birthday in 3 weeks. Yeah, that's the right way. A human being, a Jew, has to have the ability to draw even now. It's not Shabbos now. It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. I'm already drawing on that. I'm dancing now because there's a Shabbos coming. And I'm dancing now because there's a Mashiach coming. There's a Yom Shekulei Shabbos coming. Shezeo b'chinas aisu ashli umoshchu kanal. This was what was marumas in the words of Rav Shimon ben Chananya. Ad sheyafoich v'yomir hakol l'toivo. And this will give a Jew the ability to turn everything into good, to turn the bad and the good into good. Bebechinas mashikosav al posuk sosem v'simcha yasigu v'nos yer v'anocha b'simen chavgim alukutam antanina, where Rabbeinu Zal explained shetzrichin daiko lachtoif hayogin v'anocha lahavchoy l'simcha shekol ma sheroitzim bechinas heichle etmuris lashlicho l'rach koichas shom adeis v'osem ha-mehupochis v'mziyofos kanal yafoich ha-koy l'toivo. When a person has good things and bad things inside of him, the Eitzah is not just throw away the bad and stay with the good. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in a Torah Mekutimran that sometimes you have to the ability to take the bad into the good. When you have a rikid, people are dancing, they're happy. And there's one guy that's not dancing because he's not happy. He's standing on the side there. And to know that the rikid is incomplete without him, that we got to grab him and pull him in. But what do you mean pull him in? He's not happy. How are you going to make him happy? Make him happy. Get him to do something to get him to make a joke, get something, or remind him of what he has to be happy about. And when you pull him into the rikid, that's when the rikid is a shlemus. That's when it's a real shlemus. That's when the simcha is b'shlemus. Ki adarabba ze toikiv simchosi, sherochoi kamoni kol kach kamo shiadeh ben avshoi, afal pikein ani mislabish betzitzis kol yoin, vohelech lamikve, v'rais in stoko, ashrein kol hoilam kulei kedai neged or nekuda acha shel eze mitzvah. Where when the Eitzahara is giving, when I'm doing my accounting, and I just came up with a 300-page list of all the averis that I did today, and all the bad things in my life, to be able to say, wow, and imagine with all of these bad things, I still did something good today. You know, a person could say, if all bad, then it should be all bad. Not all bad. With the 300 bad things, I put on tzitzis today. And where the light of one mitzvah has the ability to outshine 10 billion averos. And the fact that somebody like me, in my situation where I am so bad, instead of giving up and Hashem spitting on Hashem, I didn't do that. I didn't reject Hashem completely. You're right, I'm very bad, but I'm still holding on to something. Bifrat mashe zocho l'skar v'l'tzadiki emes. And especially if despite all my averes, all my bad things, I still have a kesha with the tzadik emes. I'm still trying to come close to the true tzadikim. Kimavur b'dvareinu harbe mize, u'bifrat b'ilchis piri v'rivi alocha gimel, at sheyamshich simcha l'atzmoi, to the point where the person will draw simcha upon himself, ve'yase ha-mitzvois b'simcha, and he'll start doing each mitzvah that he's doing with a tremendous simcha, she'deze daike yale mehechle atmurois. That'll help him be zeche to exit completely from the hechle atmurois, at she'zeche l'b'chinas tikkun ha-mesader n'yashe, and he'll start climbing the ladder, up, till he gets to the tikkun of the mesader n'yashe, she'b'chinas keser, she'shem mokor ha-simcha, she'tikkun o'idaike al-yidei b'chinas miyemar. Shoy deze she yorad lahechle atmurois, Va'ova misham b'koyach tzadikim. How did he do this? By going down into the Eichnei Tmuris and coming up from there with the koyach tzadikim. Ha'idei shezgaber lachtoif ha'yogoin v'anocha lohavcha l'simcha. And by fulfilling Rabbein Zalzeitz of grabbing the yogoin v'anocha and making that part of the simcha. Using the bad things to multiply my simcha. Because I did these events, that's why I'm happy. Because I'm happy that even though I did, I'm still doing something, some good things. Shaydei ze ikr ha-ge'ula v'ha-pedus shel osid. Shaydei ze yifdei nafshe migolu segamata. This is what's going to bring about the main ge'ula, the future. This is what's going to bring about your present ge'ula. V'ze b'chinas ufeduye Hashem yishuvun uvot tzion barima, etc., etc. V'simchas oilam Al Roisham. Rav Nosson Zal says this pasuk ties together some of the concepts we've been talking about, because Al Roisham Zebachinas Keser Shehu Al Horoish Sheshom Mekoyer HaSimcha Kanal. We had learned earlier that that's the source of Simcha. That's where Simcha originates from the Keser. V'nismach lo ze miyad, and immediately after this pasuk, it says, Sosoin v'simcho yasigu v'nosu yogoin v'anocho. Shehu b'chinas ma shechoitfin hayogoin v'anocho u'mahapchin oisei l'simcho kanal. This is the concept of the advice of Rabbeinu Zal we spoke about grabbing the yogoin v'anocho, that when a person's in a good frame of mind, in a happy frame of mind, the yogoin v'anocho is trying to slip away, trying to slip out of the picture so that it can come back later and beat him over the head. He shouldn't let it slip away. Grab the yogoin v'anocho and pull it into the simcha also, make it part of the simcha. Ki daiko al yedei ze yoitzin mehech le'atmurois v'oilin b'chol ho'aliyas anal at shezoichon l'b'chinas keser shu'b'chinas v'simcha so'ilam ha'oroishon sheshom ikar ha'pedus v'agula. Because it's daika by following this etzah, knowing this secret of being able to make the yogoin v'anocha part of the simcha also, that's how a person will be zoicha to exit from the heichli atmurois and to go through all the aliyos that we discussed, the malchus, the netzach ha'yisoid, climbing the ladder till he gets up to the keser, which is this concept of the simcha solam al-roshon, sheshom ikar ha'pedus v'agula. And we know that it's in the keser, in simcha, that there's found the ikar gula, b'chinas ufeduye Hashem yeshuvun, as it says, because we know that pedus means gula. That's, you know, when everybody will do tshuva. A quick side note, the Arizal says that the word go'al, gimel aleph lamed, the root of the word gula, in atbash, is exactly the word keser, chof tof resh. Gimel becomes a resh, the aleph becomes a tof, and the lamed becomes a chof. So that's what does that teach? What does that show us? It shows us that geula, the light of geula, has to come from way, 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 way up on top, from the keser. What's a chassidish word for keser? Keser is kabbalah. What's the chassidish? Simcha. When a yid is someach, he's tapping into the keser. How do we know? It's a pasuk, v'simcha soilom al roisham. That's how high a madrega simcha is. And that's how critical it is to a person's avodas Hashem. Which gula are we talking about? We're talking about the final gula for Klal Yisrael. And we're talking about korvo el nafshi gula, like the Baal Shem Tov said. We're talking about the gula that every yid needs every hour, every 15 minutes, to be goyel himself from the golus that he's in. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas toido shebo mechometz shemevien oiso kishyoitz me'atzora. And based on this, we could understand the korban toido, which is brought, which has in it chalois that are chometz stick also, which is unusual. It's the only korban like that, which a person brings when he's zeche to get out of a major tzora. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ein adam yoitze me'atzora ad shemoichn loy kol avoin oiso. K'moy sham razal. Because the Gemara says that when a Jew finds himself in a tzara, like these kinds of tzaras, chas v'shalom, where chas v'shalom is going through a life-threatening situation and he comes out of it okay, he should know that it's a simon, that all of his sins were forgiven, that he was judged, and he was judged favorably, and any sins that he had were forgiven. V'oz v'avoinois nishapchem v'zechuyois. And when a person is zeichet to come out of a tzora like this, it's a simon that his sins got converted to mitzvois. Ad shenimshach simcha, shalidei ze ikre hatikon lotzeis me'atzora. When a person's averus are converted to zechuyois, that brings about a simcha which gets him out of the tzora. because there's a pasuk edag mechatosi. Chait, sins bring daigo. Forgiveness of sins bring the opposite of daigo, which is simcha. There's no greater simcha than having his slate wiped clean. V'chol hatzo'okos v'hazo'okos shetzrichin litzoi be'ez hatzoros chas v'shalom hakol hu lizkos sheyor olav hadas gam betoy hatzoro at sheyuchal l'sameach nafshoi v'kanal. When a person's screaming out to Hashem when he's in a tzoro, what is he screaming for exactly? What does he really need? He needs das. Because there's a pasuk, lochein golo ami mibli das. Golos implies mibli das, lack of das. Golos means any kind of tzoro. When a person's in a tzoro, whether he's in prison, or he's in a hospital bed, or he's on an airplane, he's in a golos. And when he gets out of it, so the thing that he's really asking for is that Hashem should shine das on him so that he'll be able to be sameach. Because that's what'll take him out of the tzora and golus. Now you'll understand the appropriateness of chametz in the korban toido. Because we explained earlier, shal yidei tikun hakeser, through the tikun of the keser. Shehu bechinas hamtono. We learned earlier that keser means waiting. There's a pasuk. Katarli ze'er v'at achvoch. Wait for me a little bit and I'll show you. Rabbi Nezal brings that in Torah Vav on the Likutei Moran. Oz hachometz b'kdusha gedoyla. When a person has been zoicha to be masaking the keser, which is the concept of waiting, then chometz is in a very good, is a very holy thing and a very good thing. We learned earlier, the reason why I don't have chometz on Pesach is because Pesach is when we first came out of Mitzrayim. When a person's first coming out of Tumah, that's not a time to wait around for nothing. It's a time to hightail it out of there, get out of there fast, run for it. So on Pesach time, we were not yet masaking the keser at all. Therefore, chametz is forbidden. Chametz is a dangerous item, a bad item. But when a person came out of a tzora, which means he was zeichet to the simcha, which means he was zeichet to the tikkun hakeser, then chametz is a positive. He was zeichet to the tikkun of this hamtein, then chametz is a very positive item. Shezeu bechinas chametz shebetoido shezeichin al yidei shenishapech hayogoin l'simcha. Shezeu bechinas avoinois nishapchen l'zchuyois. Bechinas tikkun hakeser v'kanal, as we learned earlier. That implies the tikkun of keser, where sins get converted to mitzvahs, which is what happens when a person is zeichet to come out of a tzora. V'ze bechinas masham razal shelo osid kol hakorbonos betelin chutz mikorban toida. Now we could understand a famous statement in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, in the future, all other korbonos are going to go away. There's not going to be korban chatas, korban oila, all those korbonos we're not going to have. We're only going to have korban toido. Ki kol hakorbonos boin lechaper. Because all other sacrifices are basically to atone for wrongdoings. V'ze ein tzrichen oz losid. There's not going to be any need for that in the future. Ki kvar neschaper hakoil. Because then we're going to reach a point where everything's been forgiven. All the ra's been eliminated. Aval toido hoido. L'saper chazdi Hashem v'neflois of the ne'odom, echnes hapech hakoy l'toivo, shedai kol yidei shehoyinu bozeh hoylam, v'chol echod soval ma shesoval, at sheharbei nichshelu bavoynoy seyem moid moid, v'yato nishapech hakoy l'toivo, b'b'chinas b'yem ahu yivuka shvi chupa, savoy nisro v'inanu kanal, sheze b'chinas korban toido, shemevien imo matza v'chometz kanal. But the korban toido, which means telling over the wonderful kindness of Hashem, how we were zeichet that everything got turned around to the good. And because we were in such a world that had so much bad in it, where unfortunately there are many people that ended up getting messed up completely. However, despite all of that, for some of us, we were zeichet to turn it all around for the good, which is this concept of korban toido, which has in it chometz and matzah. Ze lo yizbatel. This will not be done away with at that time. Ki ze yeh kol chelkei ha'olam haba shel kol echad. That's going to be the share in olam haba of every Jew. Ma shezocho al yedei ha'omol shel ze ha'olam daiko. The reward that he was zeichet to, because he went, into such a world, because he was in such a world with Tov V'Ra, and because he swam in the Hechle Atmurais and all of it, because of that, that's what allowed him to be Zoche to Olam Haba, you know, to the reward and everything. Shezeo Bechinas, Sosem V'Simcha Yasigu, V'Nosu Yolam Anocha, and Shlep Yogan Anocha in. Shezeo Yiskayim B'Shlemus Losed Lovoi. When is this concept going to be reach its high? Losed Lovoi. As the pasuk says, "Ufeduye Hashem Yeshuvon." You know, when all the peduye Hashem are going to return, "Sasam v'simcha yasigu." Avol kol echod v'echod kifi mashezochol l'skariv l'tzadikim ukshirin ulekayim etzazois bozeh ha'olam betoich marirus hatzorus begufon eveshum amoyin v'la'afoy hakol l'simcha kanal ha'idei zeh yizke lo'osid lo'zeh b'shleimus shubachin es korban toida. Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing that each and every single Yid, to the degree that he's zecha to come close to tzaddikim and to fulfill this advice of converting the Yogoyim Vanocha to Simcha in this terrible world where people go through so much suffering, physical and spiritual and financial, that's what will help the person be zecha to this wonderful future, to this Korban Toida, to have what to celebrate. Paragraph Yudalid. Haklal sheikr kol agolios sheikrom golus hanefesh kiyodua hoikr hu hoatzus. To sum everything up, the essence of all exiles and all suffering, of which the most important suffering is the spiritual suffering that a person has, is based on depression, sadness, lack of happiness. Shemizgaber b'chol pam al nefesh ha-Yisraeli, which is constantly trying to overtake a Jew's soul. Ubifrat calls man shelo in his dake chadayim, especially so long as the person hasn't been zecher to purify himself completely, v'hu choiter loshuv, and he's struggling to do tshuva, to complete his tshuva process, v'nase imoy ma shenase, and he goes through what he goes through, shemizgara boya boldovar moed, whereby the Yetzirah battles against him tremendously, Iker his garusoi hubinyan hoatzvus, and the most powerful weapon that the Yetzirah uses against the person who's trying to come close to Hashem, against the person who's trying to complete his tshuva process, is atzvus, lack of simcha. That's the most powerful weapon that the Yetzirah uses. V'tzorich kol echot lechapes ulevakesh kol minei etzois lesameach es atzmoi b'chol mad efsher. And therefore, every Jew has to search and seek out every type of advice in the world that he can to be zecha, to be able to get himself happy with whatever it takes. Hein b'mili d'shtusa, even if it takes fun, in quotes, even if it takes things that could be perceived as not so intelligent, not so that a very intelligent person doesn't do this, wouldn't do this, or that, you know. Shal pi roiv einoi yochoy lesameich es atzmoi kiim al yedei zeh. Most of the time, when a person is down, when a person's not doing great baruch nias, it's impossible for him to bring himself to simcha without utilizing mili d'shtusa. Who's saying this? Rav Nosson Zal saying this. You're talking about the voice of experience. There's a person who really knows. And if he's saying this is fact, it's fact. It's real fact. As we elaborated on this a lot in another place in other places in the Kutei Halachos. Ubifrat behilchus nefila sapayim al pi haTorah hazoi sain shom in hilchus nefila sapayim, which is also based on this Torah Chov Dalid, where Rav Nosson Zal says that nowadays the golus is so strong and the Yetzirah is so strong, and Jews are in such a fallen state that because of that, in majority of cases, it's impossible for a person to reach up into the purity place and draw simcha, you know, complete purity, and draw simcha from there. And if he's going to try to do it, he's going to see either it's out of his reach, he's going to try to reach and he won't be able to do it, and again, he'll stay unhappy, depressed, or even if he grabs it, it won't pull him out because of where he's at. Where he's at, he needs an injection of something light, you know, something lighter, a lighter type of simcha. And again, we're not talking about chas shalom, anything that's mamish anavero or anything like that. but it's something that could be under the category of mili d'shtusa. That's one way. Hein al yidei hazamar l'kai b'yoidi. Another eitzah for simcha is utilizing the eitzah of hazamar l'kai b'yoidi, being able to find good points in myself, despite the fact that I know on a general level I'm not doing so great now. Hein al yidei sharei toirois v'sichos kedoshes niflois v'naroa sheshmar b'nyan zeh. And also, utilizing some of the other chapters in Likutei Moran, or the other sichos that Rabbeinu Zal said about this topic. There's a lot explained in our forum on this topic. To the point where a person will get strong enough, not just to be happy, but to be able to grab the yoga in vanocha and bring it into his simcha. Va'ayin ma shekosavnu al zeh behilchus piriya v'rivya in Eben Ezer, halacha gimel, ayin sham heitev. Look over there where Rav Nosson Zal talks a lot, elaborates a lot on this. Hu befrat, especially one of the most important times that a Jew has to fight this battle of getting out of atzvus and being sameach is b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Ubiyantif and on Yamim Toivim, Ubechol Yoim Koidem Atfila, and every single day before he starts davening, before he starts Shachris, before he starts Mincha, before he starts Marav, if he wants his Tfila to be a home run, he better make sure he's happy before he starts that he's in a happy frame of mind. She'oz tzrichin lehizgaber beyoiser lehispalil besimcha, because that's a time that a person needs extra hizgabrus to be sameach, to make sure he's davening with simcha. Ulekabel Shabbos v'yontiv besimcha gedola, and to make sure that he accepts Shabbos and yontiv upon himself with tremendous simcha. Ad sheyamshich hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheishis me'achol v'kanal, to the point where he's so happy on Shabbos that the Shabbos overflows, his cup overfloweth into the saucer, into the 6 days of the week. That the Shabbos, the simcha of Shabbos is so powerful that it busts out of its seams and pours into the 6 days of the week. V'la'asos kol ha-mitzvos b'simcha, and the Jew is and he's to get to do all mitzvos b'simcha. Because this is the main theme in this chapter of Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Dalet of Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows us what a Jew is zoche to when he performs mitzvahs with simcha. That whole cycle of events, that whole climbing up the ladder, all begins from asiyas hamitzvahs b'simcha. She'ikar kol ho'aliyos midargo ledargo u'me'oilam lo'oilam ad keser ilo ad ein soif ha'koil al yidei simchas ha-mitzvah. That the main concept of climbing up all the worlds and elevating all the worlds is all dependent on asiyas ha-mitzvahs b'simcha. She'idei zeh oilin me'hech le'atmurois me'im ke'aklipois. That's what gets the person out of the basement, out of that low level called Hechle Atmurois and Enki Aklipois, Bebechinas Ktoiris, as we learned earlier, which is the concept of Ktoiris, which has in it Chelbana, showing that that's this tikkun of the Hechle Atmurois. And at the same time, Ktoiris is called Simcha, Ktoiris Yisamach Leiv, V'oilin, and the person rises and rises, till he's zeche to that highest level to achieve those tishu echolin that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there. Ukvar kosavnu, and Rav Nosson Zal says, we already wrote in the beginning of this halacha, shekavonosu yagdoi shohoyo al kol echot mi Yisrael, that Rabbeinu Zal did not write this chapter of Likutei Moran for mekubolim. And he didn't write it for tzaddikim. He wrote it for every single Jew. Afilu al hagorua shebegruim. Even the worst yid, person who's in the lowest levels of tumah. Ki kol echod b'chol mokim shehu, kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikrolov, v'oisek be'eze mitzvah. Because any Jew, so long as he still has the title Jew upon him, and he's doing a mitzvah, Kegoin babeker shemesatei patzitzis. For example, in the morning when he's putting on a talis or putting on tzitzis, yesh bekoichoi lesameach nafshoi mitoich oitzem richukoi. He has the ability to bring himself to simcha despite how far he is from Hashem, despite how low he's feeling and how bad he's feeling, and despite all the terrible things he's done and all the logical reasons he has for being very unhappy, he has the ability to bring himself to simcha. Sha'over all of our choice, and based on everything that's, you know, he's been through. Ki halo yachar kol eile, afal pikein ani zoiche ata berega zois lesate petzitzis. Because despite all the bad things that I've done, and despite every, look at this, I am putting on tzitzis now. She soif kol soif lo yishor mimeni. And I know for a fact that in the end, this is the only thing that's going to be left of me. Everything else, the steaks that I ate, and all of that's going to disappear. All that's going to be left of me is the mitzvahs that I did, my kesher to Torah. The kol echad mi Yisrael, b'frat mi sheyesh lo reach Torah. And every single Jew, especially anybody who has the slightest kesher to Torah, or mistakel b'sforim kedoshim, and looks into Chassidish sforim or the right sforim, yochol lohovin meirochik, oitzim noirois niflois kedushois shel kol mitzvah, can gather an idea, an inkling of the awesome, awesome, wondrous greatness of each and every mitzvah, what we're talking about here, that it's billions, it's trillions, there's no measure, there isn't enough money in the world, there isn't enough pleasure in the world, you know, to pay, to reward a person for a single mitzvah, or to compare to a mitzvah. Kegoin tzitzis, kamo vekamo hifligu razal b'schus mitzvah tzitzis. For instance, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Look at the incredible things that our rabbis have written about tzitzis. Kama shekosu b'gemara, u'medroshim, v'chulu, etc., etc. V'chein b'chola mitzvois. V'yalkein tzorech lahazker es atzmoy oitzim malas ha-mitzvah. And therefore, a person has to think of the incredible level of a mitzvah. How great this, how awesome this is. A person would say, but how do I do that? You know, I don't see blinking lights. I don't see flashing, you know. Lahavdil, when a person's holding nitroglycerin in his hands, when a person's holding a grenade in his hand, a person who never saw this thing before looks at it and says, yeah, this looks like a piece of junk, looks like nothing. You know, it looks like a lopsided ball, a grenade. He can't even play softball. He can't even play baseball with it. It's just a waste. And he tosses it aside. And then it hits the ground and it blows up like three blocks, an area of three blocks. You know, it blows up 24 buildings, you know. And he says, wow, I thought that was, no, you know, it looked like nothing. And I didn't realize that this thing is power packed with millions of units of energy, you know, that can blow up XYZ. Lahavdil, it's the same thing with a mitzvah. A yid who's holding a pair of tzitzis in his hand, you know, holding a talit, holding tefillin in his hand, if he hasn't learned the right sforim, you know, he doesn't understand what he has no feeling for what he's holding. But if a person has learned these forms, if a person has emunah, faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah, and he sees what the Torah writes about a pair of tzitzis, lahavdil, the same way a guy would be holding a briefcase. If a guy had a briefcase with $3 million cash, US dollars, new 100 printed in it, a Jew putting on his talis in the morning would be holding it with much more pleasure and respect and realization of how great, how powerful these tzitzis are. That what the other nut can buy with his $3 million doesn't compare whatsoever. With his $3 million, he can't get into the stores that I can get into with my pair of tzitzis. With the stores in Shemayim that have things available that you can't buy in candy stores over here, you know, or furniture stores over here. Much, much higher level merchandise, which the $3 million can't get you in, and the pair of tzitzis can. And to be able to bring himself to be extremely happy from this. And to bring himself to such a state of happiness that despite all the worries and the bad feelings and the negativity and the depression that the Yetzer Hara is trying to impose upon him as a result of all of his averus and all of his problems and everything. Adarabba, just the opposite. That itself will bring him to a greater degree of simcha. Ki afal pikin, because even though I see this whole mountain of sins here that I've done, the Yetzer is putting it all, he's sticking it right in my face. So he can make me really unhappy and depressed and feel like a reject, like a total loser, a total nothing. And yet, look at this. This total nothing is able to hold tzitzis, the same tzitzis that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the greatest tzaddikim in the world, that the Vilna Goyim, they say about the Vilna Goyim, that before he passed away, he was crying. So the Talmid asked him, like, what are you crying for? You know where you're going. You know, you're going to the ultimate. He said, it's true, but I'm crying at the loss, what I'm about to lose. What are you going to lose? He said, here in this world, I find myself in a place where for $5, you know, he used the money expression that he had in his country, for $5 I can buy a pair of tzitzis that's worth, that there are roomfuls of Olam Haba and Gan Eden that I'm going to get for, and I'm going to a place now where you can't buy it anymore. It's over. It's only in this physical world, it's only here that you have this world of opportunity. Kiafal pikein ani misatif betzitzis v'kama govar aleinu chazdoi shigam onoichi achar kol mashu asisi ato ani misatif betzitzis. And me, despite everything I've done, right now I'm doing the ultimate. I'm doing the will of Hashem. I'm serving the Melech Malchim Melech Hamakadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tisateif nafshi v'ruchi v'nishmosi boyer hatzitzis. As we say in the tefillah, the L'shem Yichud, that a person says when he's putting on a talis, that by putting on this physical talis, I believe that my soul, my nefesh, ruach, and neshama are being clothed with a spiritual light called tzitzis. V'yevsher levayer l'chol echad v'echad ad hechon hu tzorech l'schazek b'simcha b'chol eis mechodosh b'chol mokum shehu. Rav Nosson says it's impossible for me to talk to every individual person, to tell each and every individual person exactly how he should apply this to himself, you know, and how to be mechazen himself b'simcha at all times with a freshness, with a newness, no matter where he's holding. V'hachocham einov b'roshoy. However, a person who has brains will think carefully and will take what we're saying here seriously. Lohovin dvorim harbe mitor dvorim elu. To take what we said here and to expand it and to apply it to every situation you could possibly have. Umashikosavno b'mekomes acherim boze, and what we've written in other places regarding this topic. Kulam mechoichin lemeivin. Anyone who has brains will understand that what we're saying is perfectly logical and reasonable, and it works, and it's right. Paragraph Tesvov. Now Rav Nosson says, we'll show you all of this in Pesukim, in a Pesuk in Chumash. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecho me'artzecho u'mimoyladetecho mi'beisavicho el horetz asher areko. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Lech Lecho and in many other places uses that the opening lines of Parshas Lech Lecho to tell us that Avram Avinu symbolizes the Jew, the Jewish neshama. And the Zohar HaKadosh shows how the different phases that Avraham Avinu was going through are the phases that every single Jewish neshama goes through. You know, the ups and the downs and all the different things. Rav Nosson Zal here is going to quote the Zohar HaKadosh and extend it. Avram hu haneshama, k'may shekosev harbe b'Zohar HaKadosh b'parshas Elul. Avram Avinu symbolizes the Jewish neshama, as the Zohar HaKadosh says here and in many other places. V'choser hei Bechinas Simcha. Now, originally, his name was Avram, missing the hey, minus hey. What is the letter hey? The letter hey is Simcha. K'may Shomer Hazal le'inyan mitzvus l'sameach choson v'kala, as the Gemara says, regarding the mitzvah of bringing joy to a bride and groom, shehem hey koilos. The Gemara says that a person who's zeichet to be m'sameach choson v'kala will be zeichet to five koilos, five special koilos. As the pasuk says, koil sasan v'kol simcha, koil chasan v'kol kala, koil mitzhalas chasanim, koil oimrim hoidu es Hashem. And the fifth koil that's mentioned over there is the sound of those who give praise to Hashem. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel, v'alkein, now Rav Nosson says, now you can understand why. Avram einoy moilid. While his name was Avram, which means he was lacking in simcha, he couldn't produce. He couldn't have children. כי עיקר ההולדה דקדושו הוא מבחינת שמחת חוסן וחלה. Because the main הולדה דקדושו, the main ability to bring children into the world, is dependent on the simcha, the happiness of a wedding. Why do Jews go to such extent, so much expense? Why can't we eat tuna fish sandwiches at a wedding? Why do you need fancy meats and delicious drink? Why not bread and water? Why do we need all this, you know, food, fancy foods, and music, and fancy clothes? The purpose of all of it is to bring us to, and the dancing, the purpose of all of it is to generate simcha. The Gemara says that on Yom Tov, it's mitzvah for a man to buy his wife nice clothes. Why? Because on Yom Tov is an extra mitzvah of simcha. And women get simcha from clothing. And music is misameach. And good food is all of it is to generate simcha, which is the main ingredient that's needed for this couple to be able to have children. For this couple to be able to produce. The Bechinas at Shema Shamrazal, as the Gemara says, Mi she'en lo bonim, a couple who is married. And they don't have children, what should they do? What's the solution? Yisameach es ishtoi. The man should see to it to make his wife happy. Simcha is what's going to give her the ability to have children and to have good children. That's it. As Rabbi Nezal writes in Likutei Moran Tanina, in the Torah Pei Aleph. Just for a moment, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh once said that just like Begashmius, in order for a person to produce children, there has to be bechinas ever chai. The ever has to be chai, which means there has to be a certain hislavus. So too, lahavdil, in tefillah. The Baal Shem Tov, this and this are identical. In tefillah, if a person wants to generate, wants to be moiled, he wants his tefillah to produce results, whatever results, his tefillah has to be bechinas ever chai. Has to be alive. If a person's davening tefillah like he's in a graveyard, if the tefillah is like a cemetery, if the shul is like a cemetery, then it ain't going to generate. Shul's got to be a place that's buzzing. The tefillah is buzzing. It's ever chai. It's alive. And that's exactly what Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. So what did Hashem tell this Avram? What did Hashem tell the Jewish neshama when it's lacking in simcha, when it's missing the hay? Lech lecha me'artzecha. Leave your artzius, bechinas atzvus, shenimshach meho'oretz, miyisoid hofor, sheshom neachaz ho'atzvus, bebechinas aruro ho'adoma bavurecho, beitzovo in toichaleno, ukamashikosu bekama makoimas bedvorov zal. We know that eretz refers to earthliness, earth. Earth is where atzvus comes from. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the Dalad Yesoido is Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. Each one of them has different characteristics, and each one of them is the source of different midos. Depression, sadness, comes from earth. The earth is cold, and it's dry. You know, cold and dry, like a person who's depressed, you know. Va'ayin mashikosav al posuk v'ofar toichal kol yemei chayecho, simen kuf peites. Take a look in Likutei Moran, in the first half, chapter 189, what Rabbein Ezra writes down, that Pasuk Ofar Toichal Temecha, that Ofar is Atzvus, Ubemekoy Mesachem, and in other places. So Hashem says to the Jewish Neshama, leave your Atzvus, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, U'mimoyladetecha, Mibchina So Atzvus Shebo Mitzad Hoylad. Now the question is, where does this Atzvus come from? A person would say, a Jewish Neshama is a holy thing, and it's a pure thing. Where does it get involved with Atzvus? Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us the sources, the origins, where this stems from. Mimoyladetecho, mibchinas Atzvus shebo mitzad hoylodo. There is Atzvus that comes to a Jewish neshama based on the neshama being born, not from the ultimate purity. If a person is born to the greatest, his father is the greatest tzaddik in the world, and his mother is the greatest tzidkonius, and the relationship was on the highest level of purity, then what comes out of it is completely pure. Usually, hopefully. But if it's not 100% like that, then there's a pasuk that says, Dovid HaMelech said, Hein bo'ovoin cholalti imi. That I was brought into the world in sin, implying that any impurity, either in the parents or sometimes in the grandparents, or in what led to the person being brought into the world, The person's starting out with that. He's starting out with that baggage. Ki taivozois hi bechinas yelolo viatzvos rachmonotzon kiyadua. Because the taivas niuf, the union of pegama bris, is synonymous with atzvos and sadness and depression. It's brought that the angel that's appointed over this is the angel Lil, lamed yud tov, which is miloshen yololo. Yololo means sadness, depression. So these two go together. So any impurities in Tikkun HaBris on the part of parents, great, is one of the examples of how it's possible that the child that's produced from there starts off with baggage, with suitcases of atzvos rachman olzlan. Umi beisovicho. So that's mimoyladetcha. That's from where you were born, literally. Mi beisovicha. The second is from your father's house. Mibchinas o atzvus shenimshach mitzat mishpachtoi ukroivov. This is a second source of atzvus and yololo. Family shenizgadel beineim, whom a person grew up amongst. Shedarkom lahatziv esodom, where very often, again, unless his family, his father, mother, brother, sisters, uncles, aunts, are all the greatest tzaddikim, if that's not the case, very often they are negative, they are examples of negative forces on the person pulling him down in tatzus. Bifrat, how? Telling him, why are you sitting and learning Torah? You should be going to university. What are you going to do for parnasa? You're not making a proper living, you know, all the different things, or, you know, all the different negative forces that they throw on a person. Bifrat, kisheroitze lichnois ladarki akidusha, especially when a member of the family makes a decision to want to become religious, or to want to become extra religious, to want to take... Shedarkom lehaatzivoi uletzaroi ulamoinoi beribui shinui deyoseem usforeseem, where very often the person will find antagonism and opposition from family members of them trying to get him down, to get him depressed, to block him with all their svaros, with all their logic, and with all their arguments, hamahu pochos, which are upside down, hanimshocha mehechle atmurois kana, which come from the hechle atmurois. Ki kol minei tzar shem keneged rotzoin ha'odom nikroim atzvos. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, here he's giving us a dictionary. One of the unbelievable things that a person is zoicha to when he learns Likutei Halachos is, he gets a dictionary of very important words in Yiddishkeit. How do we define the word atzvos? Rav Nosson Zal says, one of the definitions of atzvos is opposition. Any time that a person is being opposed in a way that makes him suffer, that is called atzvus. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, ya'atzivuhu biyashimoin, biyashimoin dora. And there the definition of yatzvuhu means to block him, to hold him back. Bechinas kol hayoin dvorai ya'atzevu, as it says in Tehillim Nun Vov. Or as the pasuk says in Chumash, vayisatzev eliboi. Because the people were going against the Rotzon of Hashem in that day. Hashem became depressed. Why? Because the people were behaving against his Rotzon, Kaviyochum. V'chein harbe. There are many examples of this. So now we know that when a person has a certain Rotzon digdusha, all the menios that are another word for those menios is atzvus. Because that's usually the effect that they have on most people. When a person feels himself being blocked and hindered and you know, from what he wants to accomplish, usually that gets him down. So we had lech lecho, me'artzecho, umimoyladetecho, umibeisavicho, el ha'oretz. Zeh Eretz Yisrael. That was referring to Eretz Yisrael. That Hashem is telling the Jewish neshama, leave all of that and go where? Go to Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Sheshom mekoyer hasimcha. Eretz Yisrael is the center of joy, of happiness, of the world. As we say in the Shemoneh Esrei at Musaf, Kishom HaBeis HaMikdosh, because in Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdosh, Sheshom Kol Avodas HaKorbonos. The Beis HaMikdosh was the center of all the Avodas of the Korbonos, Sheheim Bechinas Simcha. Which, what was all of that about? It was all about Simcha. Kama Shekosov, as it says, Usimachtem Bechol Mishlach Yedchem. You will rejoice with all the offerings that you bring. V'chein harbein. There are many psukim in the Torah that illustrate this. U'kemo shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh, du'uv de kahano tzorech liyois b'ched v'raba. And as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the Kohanim, when they did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be very happy. That's why the Levim were playing music. That was one of the reasons, again, the Avodah Beis HaMikdash was like a chasana. You had to have singing and music there. Hainu Shashem Yizborach Mazir Es Kol Nefesh Nefesh Miyisrael Shekulim Bi Avram Avinu Sheizgaber B'chol Koychoi Lotzeis Mikol Minei Atzvus. Hashem is speaking to each and every single neshama, which is nicknamed Avraham. And Hashem is telling every Jew, do everything you can to exit, to get you, to extricate yourself out of Atzvus. Hein Habon Mach Mitzad Gashmius Gufo Ishiyasodimilfor, whether it be the Atzvus that comes from your physical body, the fact that you have a body that was created by a man and woman, Sheyasodimilfor, and the body comes from Ofor. And again, Ofor is Bechinas Atzvus. V'chein habo mitzad oviv u'mishpachto viroi, and the Atzvus that comes from family and from the people you grew up with. V'chulu, etc., etc. Mikulam yizgaber lotzeis, the person has to do everything he can to fight, to get out of that. Ad sheyovo il Eretz Yisrael, to bring himself to Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Sheshom mekoyer hasimcha, to bring himself to the simcha. V'rimeiz loy, and Hashem hinted to Avram Avinu, shalidei simcha yetzei mehechle atmurois. How's he going to get himself out of hechle atmurois? Through simcha. Shehim b'chinas artzucha mula. How's he going to get himself out of the hechle atmurois? Shehim b'chinas artzucha umoladetucha. Sheikar hiskabrus amayde atzvus. The main weapons that they use against the person are atzvus. V'tzorech lahalois nafshem ishamayde hiskabrus besimcha. How does a person get himself out of there? By fighting to be happy, by doing everything he can to make himself happy, to bring himself to simcha. V'ideze yisakein kol ha-tikunim anal. And by doing that, he'll be zeche to affect all the tikunim that we discussed earlier. V'zehu lech lecho me'artzecho, sheyale b'chinas chelkoi b'malchus, shenikra Avram, v'yelech v'yalo isam isham. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going into another phase, explaining this posuk al pi kabbalah, the way the Zohar Kodesh says. The Zohar Kodesh says that when Hashem said to Avraham, "Lech lecha me'artzecha," Eretz is bechinas malchus. There's a posuk ve'eretz miskoyim aloy. Rav Nosson Zal brings different psukim to show that Eretz is an inyan of malchus. Shchon Eretz re'emuna, emuna is malchus. That Hashem was telling Avram Avinu to elevate his portion of the malchus, his kesher to the malchus. Ve'yalo isam isham elevated ve'yisakin kli halicha, and then go on to be misakin the feet, shehim b'chinas netzach hoyd yisoid, which are the netzach hoyd yisoid, as we said earlier. That's why lech lecha is miloshin walking with your feet. So again, artzacho is malchus, lech lecha is netzach hoyd yisoid. Validei ha-halicha, and by doing that, what's the next step? I'll make you into a great nation. Because when a person does this, then he's zoicha to broadcast Hashem to all the worlds. Ubifrat bozehoilam, especially to this physical world that we're in. He'll be zoicha to proclaim to all of mankind the greatness of Hashem. Bibechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran quotes the pasuk, Binoreinu uvizkeinenu nelech. That nelech, the halicha, the netzach hoyd yisoid, once the light is brought up to that level, it implies walking everywhere, going everywhere, and announcing Hashem everywhere. As the pasuk says in Chumash, Binoreinu uvizkeinenu nelech. That the halicha, once we're moving, we're going to move everywhere. The Na'orim, the Zkenim, we're going to tell everybody. As Rabbeinu Zal says in the Likutei Moran over there in Torah Chof Dalet, V'chulam yizkaptzu v'yisasveilav, and all will gather to this person. Ad sheyenase goy godol, until he'll become a great nation. Again, by Avram Avinu, Lavdol goyim gathered to him and, you know, and joined him, became converted. The pasuk continues, Va'avorechecho, and I will bless you. Kal yedei ha'halicho yizkeh lahamshich brocha bekulam. Because once he's been misaking the tikkun of the halicho, the lech lecho, the netzach hoyd yisoid, the next step is that he's zoicha to draw brocha. Sheze b'chinas yodayim, which is the concept of the yodayim that we mentioned earlier. Vayiso yodov vayivorchem. K'mayshekosu sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutimran over there. V'ikar ha-brocha hu birchas ha-sechel. And the most important brocha that a person is mamshich with his yodayim is the birchas ha-sechel. You remember we quoted the pasuk sikel es yodov kimena shabchur. V'zehu va'agadlo shemecha. Hashem hu ha-nefesh. Rabbeinu Nosson Zal says, shame, a person's name is his soul. Shehu hachius, which is the life, the essence of life for the person. K'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, nefesh chayo hu shemoi. The soul of a living thing is its name. So we see that nefesh and shame are synonymous. V'ikra chius heim hamoichin v'asechel. And we know also that the main chius of a person is the sechel of the person. Hainu sheyizke legadel hamoichin. So when Hashem said, va'agadlo shemecho, what Hashem was referring to was your chius, which is your sechel, your moichin. Sheze ikar habracha, shu birchas ha-sechel. That's the greatest bracha, which is sechel. Gam rimeiz loy. In addition, Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu when he said these words, v'agad lo shmecha, that I'm going to enlarge your name, sheyitoysef loy ois hey al shmoy, that Hashem's going to add a letter to his name, the letter hey. Shehu bechinas das v'sechel. On the previous page, we said that hey is simcha. On this page, Rav Nosson says, hey is das, hey is sechel, because we know there's a concept of hey hayedia in Hebrew, right? Bechinas hey hadas, kama shekos b'makom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chapter on the Kutimran in that, turn nun gimel. V'ze zocho al yedei simcha, shu bechinas hey koilois. How is he zoichet to this? How is he zoichet to get to the hey hayedia? Through the earlier hey, the hey hasimcha, the chamisha koilois. Ki simcha v'das, shehu hachius, because simcha and das, which are chias, they are one item. Bechinas ba'or penei melechayim, referring kaviyachol to the light of Hashem. Ba'or penei melechayim, this life, the essence of life. Bechinas soiva simochois esponecho. We see that simcha is the ponim of Hashem, and chochma is das, is the ponim of Hashem. Or penei melechayim. U'kamashikosu b'mokom achar, as we discussed in other places. Veheye bracha, and the pasuk concludes, and you will be a bracha. You, Avraham Avinu, will be the source of bracha. Ze bechinas shiye kium lebirchas hasechel. Here, Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu that this bracha of sechel that he's going to get is not just going to be a fleeting item, but rather it's going to have a kium. It's going to be solid. Sheyizke lahasig al yodoy mashiasi. And it will be zeicha to achieve the understanding that he wants to get to. Shezehu ho'ikr, that's the main goal. V'zeh b'chinas birchas ha-mesader v'ameyashiv. Here Hashem was telling him that he's going to be zeicha to the keser, to that crown, which we said is called mesader v'ameyashiv, that wall, that fence that holds back the moichin, you know, from bursting out of bounds. Shaydeze ikr kium birchas hamoichin shelo yizbatu legamri al yedei ribur yivdosam. That's what guarantees that the moichin have a kium, when a person has that fence around it, that koyach hamesader b'meyashiv. Kel yedei birchas hamesader, etc. Hamakiv oisam, aydeze yiskaimu hamoichin v'yasigu er hoinsoit b'bechinas moti v'loi moti. That's what ensures that the moichin have a kium, and that they're zeicha to achieve the maximum that they possibly can. That oir ein soif in moti v'lemoti. Shezehu ikar kium habrocha lo netzach. That's the real permanent bracha, eternal bracha. Bechinas veheyei bracha. Shehu loshen kium. You will be heyei. You will permanently be established as bracha. The kanal, as we said earlier. The pasuk continues, Vavorcho mevorechecho umekalelcho or, and those that bless you, they will be blessed, and those that curse you, they will be cursed. Rav Nosson says there's a very important secret in this. What is this telling us? That in order for a Jew to be zecher to climb this whole ladder, starting from Malchus and going up to the Kes, all of these things, he has to first start out in the Heichli HaTmurois. He has to first start out in this physical world, which has good and bad in it. Ki kol ze iyef shalahasikim al yedei bechinas mi yemar hanal shehu leireid lehechle hatmurois lahalos hakdusha mishom v'shom tzrichim avara hatoiv meora. The only way a person starts this whole process is by first going downstairs to the place of toivara and battling it out over there. and being zeicha to draw out the good from there. Shehim bechinas bracha uklola, toiv and ra, are the concept of bracha and klola. Vehu milchama gedoyla, and that this is a major battle. This is the battle of the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. V'yalkein hivtichoy, and this is why Hashem promised Avram Avinu. Hashem is promising the Jewish neshama sheyazer loy, that Hashem is going to help him lovorech mevorchov, to bring a bracha into those who he blesses, shehem hanitzutzos hatoivim shiyudbechu by misham, meaning that all those who are going to attach themselves to Avram Avinu, all the goyim, the converts, that Hashem is going to bless them, umekalalov yor, and all those that curse Avram Avinu, they'll be cursed. Shehem hora sheyirtzu lemoinoi. This refers to all the forces of evil that are going to try to block Avram Avinu from accomplishing what he wants to. Ad sheyekuyam boy, until they will finally be established in him, v'nivrachu v'chol kol mishpachos ha'adama, until there'll come a time that everybody will bless you. Shekulam yizgayru v'yeshuv elo, that everybody will convert, you know, and join Klal Yisrael. Nimtza merumas beparsha zois kol seder hatikunim hanasma de'asiyas ha'mitzvah b'simcha. So Nozal says, in these three psukim, these first three psukim of Lech Lecha, I showed you that whole chapter in Likutei Moran, the whole seder of the chapter in Likutei Moran, starting from the Eichli Atmurais, getting up from there, and going to the Malchus, and to the Netzach Yisoid, and to the Yedayim, and to the Berachos Aseh. Ayin Shom Hetev Hetev Baturanal, study chapter 24 in Likutei Moran very, very well. V'azai Yizbaru Lecha Dvoreinu Eile Be'ezrat Hashem Yizborach, and then you'll understand what we're saying here very, very clearly. The chol ma shenase im Avraham achakach kemavur beparshi shachrov, and everything that Avraham Avinu went through subsequently, afterwards, which is mentioned in all the different parshias, shoyarobet, there was a famine in the land, vayered Avraham, and he went down to Mitzrayim, v'loy tolachimoy, and then light went with him, and all the problems over there, v'nelka chasol abeis paroy, that Sarah, his wife, was taken captive by paroy, v'olam isham b'mikne b'chesav zov, and Avraham Avinu was zecher to come out of Mitzrayim, loaded with cattle and gold and silver, shehim bechinas nitzutzos kedoshim rabim shehela me'asitrachra, which symbolizes the many sparks of kedusha that Avraham Avinu was zecher to draw out of the sitrachra. Hakol hu bebechinas miyemer hanal. All of it, everything that Avraham Avinu went through, falls into the category of the miyemer. This was his battle with the hechli atmurois. Sheyorad lahar behar behechli atmurois bekama bechinos shinois. Avraham Avinu went down to all the different, all the 31 flavors of Hechle Atmurais, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate chip, all the different things. Vehel HaKedusha Misham, and he was zecher to draw out the Kedusha that was there in Mitzray, in the places of the Sitra Achra. Shehu Bechinas Malchus Dikdusha, which sometimes is referred to as the Malchus Dikdusha. He was zecher to draw the Malchus Dikdusha out of the Hechle Atmurais and bring it back up to its proper place. V'zehu gamkein bechinas hamilchoma im hadalid malochim, and this was also the battle that Avraham Avinu went through against the four kings. Shehem bechinas dalid malchios, they were representative of the four exiles that Klal Yisrael is going to go through: Bovel, Porasumodai, Yovon, and Edom. Shekoilim kol hagolias kamuva, they are a composite of all the different exiles that Klal Yisrael has been through in these 5,762 years, She'ikar golusam hu ho'atzvus kanal, of which the main essence of golus is the sadness, the worries, the lack of simcha. V'hu mitzach es kulam, and Avraham Avinu was victorious over all of them, right? V'hitzel es loit, and he rescued loit, to be able to extract from light. What is light? Light is hechle atmurois. Light is good and bad. Light had a lot of garbage. The word latya, the Zohar Kodesh says, means curse. Light is the curse. He's the place of curse. And yet in light was that spark of Moshiach. Shehoyonelam sham, which was hidden inside of light, which was going to be brought out by his daughters. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shehu mekor hasimcha. What is Moshiach? Moshiach is the essence of simcha. Ki oz yimolei schoit pino, because when Moshiach comes, That's when we're going to be zocheh to the ultimate simcha. Paragraph Tezayin. V'zeh heviani hamelech chadorov. And with this we could understand the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, where it says that the king has brought me into his chambers. Shenemar ala beis hamikdosh. That pasuk is referring to the beis hamikdosh. Nogilo v'nismecha boch. And we'll rejoice there. What is the beis hamikdosh? A center of simcha. Chadorov. Bechinas teseichol enanal. The term chadorov corresponds in our discussion to the tisha hecholin that we were referring to. Shezoichin al yedei nogila v'nismecha bochanal, which a person is zoichet to through simcha. If you recall, we said that the cycle begins through asiyas hamitzvois besimcha. V'ze bechinas kodshei kodoshim, shehi kedusho ho asiris, Shehu b'bal yovoi. And with this, we could also understand the concept of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the 10th level of holiness of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that describes the 10 levels of holiness in the world. The top of the top, number 10 is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the law is that just about nobody is allowed to enter there at any time. As it says, Val Yovoi Bechole Sela Kodesh, that people are not permitted in there regularly. Kim Bezois Yovoi Aroin. It's only one day a year that only one person in Am Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to enter into there. When? Biyom HaKippurim Daika, specifically on Yom Kippur. Ki HaHeichol Hu Kedusho HaTshis. Because the Heichal, which is outside, the outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the 9th level of holiness described in that Mishnah. Number 9. Kishom nichlolin hates heicholin onal. Because in the heichal of the Beis HaMikdosh is nichlal the tisho heicholin that Rabbein Zal refers to in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. Umishom v'eilech osur lovoi kiim al yidei tikun hakeser. And to go beyond there, you're not allowed to go beyond there unless you've made the tikkun of the keser, shehu hamesader v'amiyashiv, which, as we learned earlier, is the boundary. That's the barrier. Sheze bechinas yom kippurim. That's the concept of yom kippur. Shehu bechinas tikkun hakeser ki yodua. Yom kippur is the tikkun of the keser, as is known. Yom kippur is the 10th day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We start on Rosh Hashanah, which is malchus. Mehamelech HaKodosh, Melech, Maloich Oleinu, Malchus, Malchus, Malchus. And we climb on till we get to Yom Kippur, which is Keser. I once heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, that he said, we say on Yom Kippur, Ki vayoyim azeh yechaper aleichem, letaher eschem mikol chataysechem, lifnei Hashem titoru. That the word titoru, tof, tes, hey, reish, vov, is begimatria Keser, exactly. That's one of the Ramazim, one of the many Ramazim, that Yom Kippur is the concept of the Keser. Because obviously you need the highest Kedusha to be mamtik all the dinim, all the averis, you know, to erase all the averis. V'alkein osur lichnois mehahechel v'eilich lebeis kodesh kodoshim lahasig shom mashiasig b'mokoim ha'oroin v'akruvim kiim ha'koin godo b'yom ha'kippurim. And it's for this reason that you're forbidden to go beyond that line, to go past the Heichal into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and achieve what a person can achieve in the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Orain is and the Kruvim, except one person, the Koin Godo, on Yom Kippur, val yedei haktoris. And the Koin Godo himself was only allowed to go in there for one specific procedure. Which one? Happens to be Ktoiris. Valide Ktoiris Hamesamach Leiv, which we had learned earlier that the Ktoiris is Simcha. That's what it is. Kede Lesakin Alide Kolze HaKeser. Because by following this procedure, this is part of that Tikkun HaKeser. Bechinas Hamesader Vamiyashev, Sheoz Daiko Yiske Lahasig Oirein Soiv, through which the person is zeichet to achieve, you know, an understanding in the infinite light of Hashem. V'zehoyo pegam nodov aviu b'korvosum lefne Hashem v'yamusu. And now we could understand the mistake that was made by Nodov and Aviu, where the Torah says they approached Hashem and they died. What does that mean? ki nichnesu beloy tikun hamesader v'miyashi. Because they entered, they tried to bring Torahs, even though they did not have the tikun of the mesader v'miyashi. They didn't have wives. They weren't married. Sheze b'chinas riboy ho'er. This is an example of a person trying to achieve too high a level of light. B'chinas b'korvosam, as it says, they came close. What do you mean? Coming close? I thought that's great. I thought that gives you life. If you come too close, or you come close when you're not ready for it, chas shalom, it's harmful. Shezeu b'chinas pen yeher sulalo yisel Hashem v'nofam yonah arov. This was the warning that Hashem gave the Jews at the time of Matan Torah on Shavuos, that put a fence around the mountain, because if anybody dares to go up, who's not supposed to, when they're not supposed to, chas shalom, they'll get blown away. Va'ayin behilchas pruravu halacha dalid al pi ha'toyra hazois ayin shom. Look also in Likutei Halacha Sefer Noezer, in pruravu halacha dalid, which is based on this chapter Likutei Moran also. Va'ayin lekaman mizen. We're going to talk more about this further in this halacha. Ve'inyan ha'poroiches hamavdila, and regarding the poroiches, which separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shezeh b'chinas ha-prisa. That's this concept of the prisa that Rabbi Elazar mentions in Likutei Moran over there. A barrier, a curtain. Ayin shom, look over there. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein hoylodo horishoyna shel kedushas Yisrael shenoel deboilam nikro Yitzchak. Now we can understand why the first real Jewish birth, kid that was born to authentic Jewish parents, was called Yitzchak. Shehu harishon shenoilad bigdusha me Avraham v'Sara. V'al kei nikro Yitzchak al shem hasimcha. And why was he called Yitzchak? Yitzchak represents simcha. Kamashikosov tzchoik osol yelikim. Ki ze ikr bechinas kedushas Yisrael shebechinas simcha. Because this is the essence of the holiness of Jews. What is it? It's simcha. V'alkein loy noilad ad shenes gadel shom ad shenes gadel shem Avraham v'Sara, and this is why Yitzchak Avinu couldn't be born before Avraham Avinu and Sarah's names were expanded. V'nitoisaf bohem hey, each one of them had a hey, the letter hey added to their names. Shehu bechinas simcha. We learned earlier that the letter hey represents simcha. Bechinas chamisha koilois shel simchas chosin v'kala. Because the pasuk that talks about rejoicing with a chosin kala mentions five times the word koil. And the Gemara says that a person who is mesameach chosin v'kala is zeichet to chamisha koilois. Sheikram, of which the main one is, the climax of all five is, koil oimrim hoidu es Hashem. The sound of those announcing give praise to Hashem. Shehu toido v'hoido l'Hashem Yisborach b'simcha, which refers to giving acknowledgement and praise to Hashem with joy. Ki mishom ikra ha'hoilodo shel kedushas Yisrael. Because that's where the main hoilodo of the holy of the holiness of a Jew comes from. It comes from simcha. That's why the Gemara says a person who doesn't have children, what should he do? He should be mesameach es ishtoi. Because the bringing forth the kiddush of Klal Yisrael is totally in simcha. This is different from the sheva koilois of the pasuk of the chapter until Nizma LeDavid Hova Hashem Re'elam. That's a different thing. Here the Gemara refers to chamisha koilois. Paragraph Yud Ches. Mezeh bechinas kol hamelchama shohoya bein Yaakov Esav. And now we could understand the whole battle between Yaakov Avinu and Esav Harosho Lahavdol. Kikar ha-simcha hu bechinas kedushas Yaakov. Because the main example of the simcha of Klal Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu. Shehoisa mitosoi shlema. He was the first leader of Klal Yisrael who was zeche to have all pure children. Avram Avinu had a Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu is already completely pure. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Look how the pasuk emphasizes that he's a shlemus hasimcha. Uchsev, and there's another pasuk, Yismach Yisrael Boisov, that Yisrael rejoices with his creator. Ve'esov hu edoim shemimenu kol hagolios ikar hiskabrusai hu alide atzvus kanal. And Esov, which is synonymous with Edoim, which is synonymous with exiles of the Jewish people, is synonymous with depression. Golus means a concept of atzlus, yerida, going down. Bebechinas v'hoyo kasher torid uforakta uloi. Torid daika, loshin yelola v'atzlus. As Yitzhak Avinu said to Esav Harosha, when the Jews will go down, then you have the right to remove their yoke, you know, from yourself. Torid refers to depression, you know. V'ze bechinas habrocha v'habchira shehishtadel Yaakov likach me'esav. And now we could also understand why it was so important for Yaakov Avinu to take away the bracha and the bechira from Esav. Habrocha ze bechinas birchas ha-sechel shezoich na'idei simcha. The bracha, Rabbein Ezal mentioned in that chapter in the Ketuban, which bracha are we referring to? It's called Birkas HaSechel, which a person is zeichet to through Simcha. Shehu Bechinas HaBchayra, and which is synonymous with the Bechayra. Shehu Bechinas Avoida Shel Karbonis. Because what's special about the Bechayrim, what sets the Bechayrim, the firstborns, apart from regular Jews, that the Avoida and the Beis Hamikdash was originally supposed to be through the Bechayrim. The firstborn, they were supposed to be the ones doing the Avoida and the Beis Hamikdash, the Korbanos. She'oz hoya b'Bechayrim. At that time, in the beginning, they were the ones who were supposed to be doing the Avoida. Ki Avoidas ha-Korbanos hein b'chinas simcha kanal. Because what is the Avoidas ha-Korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash? What's it all about? It's all about simcha. V'alkein hoyo ha-maisa be'eis she'osak Yaakov Avinu le'nachem. We'll see if, I think Rav Nosson Zal bring it in this paragraph. If not, there are other places where Rav Nosson Zal brings, maybe we had it earlier. U'semachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem. There are many psukim about the Beis HaMikdash that show that one of the main objectives in the Beis HaMikdash was to be zeichet to simcha. So the avoida sakrabona is simcha. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Kohanim are supposed to do their avoida b'chedva, you know, with joy. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Val kein hoyo ha-maisa be'ez she'osak Yaakov Avinu le'nachem es Yitzchak Oviv me'aviloso el Avram. Now we can understand why the incident where Yaakov Avinu succeeded in acquiring the Bechira from Esav was at the time that he was preparing a meal. He was in the process of giving condolences to his father Yitzchak Avinu, who was mourning the passing away of Avram Avinu. As it says over there, Vayozed Yaakov Nizid, that Yaakov Avinu was cooking lentils. Kamasham Razal. Voz Vayove Esav Menasod, Vayove Esav Menasod of Hu Oyev. Esav was coming in from the field, tired, exhausted. Exhausted from what? The Gemara says, Min Haretzicha Umeniuf Vavoidezora. He had just returned from a business trip. What was his business trip? Murder, adultery, and idol worship. Shehu bechinas kas v'atzvus. Those are synonymous with anger and depression. Gretzich is an Indian of kas, and niuf, we know it's brought in many places, that's tied into depression. That when a person is unhappy, that's when they're most vulnerable to pekama bris. Ki Yaakov osakos besudas havro lo'oviv lenachmoy me'aveilusoy. Yaakov Avinu was involved in preparing the sudas havro for his father Yitzchak Avinu to console him for his aveilus. Ve'ikar hanechomo hu bebechinas hofachto mispadi lamocholi. And we know that the main consolation when a Jew is mourning, the main consolation is to know that things are going to turn around, that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to turn around our eulogies to parties, to celebrations. Shehu bechinas sosoin v'simcho yasigu v'nosu yogoin v'anocha. Now, the pasuk that we quoted earlier, that there'll come a time that the yogoin v'anocha will leave and be replaced by sosoin v'simcho. Shehu shetzrichin lahafoy chayogoin vanocha l'simcha. This is also the concept of actually converting the yogoin vanocha to simcha, being able to find joy in the yogoin vanocha. Bebechinas vohofachti evlom l'sosoin v'nichamtim v'simachtim miyegoinon. That the evel itself, the yogoin itself, will be converted to simcha. V'alkein bishelos adashim. And this is why Yaakov Avinu was cooking lentils, shebohem menachmim aveilim. That's what you use to give to mourners. Ki hu adashim yesh bohem evel, v'yesh bohem simcha. Kama shekosu b'medrash rabba p'posek zois. Because lentils are a symbol of mourning, And they're also a symbol of joy, as the Midrash says on that parsha. Ki heim ramzim shegalgalhu shechozer boilam sheze remez al tchias amesim shehu ikar hanechoma. Because lentils are round, which is a remez to life in this world, that it goes around, that it's not, it doesn't stop in one place, it comes back around. The concept of Gilgul and Galgal, that things will turn around for the best, you know, and that there's going to come a time that there'll be a tchias amesim, which is the main consolation. Shemach mazeh hamiso hu toiv moid. Whereas if we believe in tchias amesim, then we know that death is a wonderful thing, because it's only through death that a person will be zeche to participate in tchias amesim. Bebchinas vehine toiv moid zu malach amoves, as it says, you know, in the beginning of creation, that the malach amoves is referred to toiv moid because he helps bring a person to an eventual good. Shezeo bechinas galgal hu shechoizer boilam, ki kol hashinuyim hanifloim vanairuim shashim izborach manek bemoilomoi, heim bebechinas galgal hachoizer. Because all the changes that Hashem may affect, you know, every minute, every second in the world, are all part of this galgal hachoizer. Shesharoshoi vikroi mebechinas gilgula denishmosin, of which the root of it is the actual Gilgul, Soid HaGilgul, of people coming back again in different forms, different variations, you know, in order to complete themselves. Shebishvilom Nivro Miskayim HaKoil. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, who are the ultimate purpose behind the whole creation. Shashim Yisborach Mesavev Iman HaShomois Gilgulim Nifloim V'Nairoim Adein Cheker. Hashem causes there to be these incredible gilgulim, which we have no understanding in. Hashem memis umechaya, memis umechaya. He kills and gives life. Mashpil af moroimim, moirish umashir, moirid shoel vayoal. The pasuk in Shmuel Anavi, which the Arizal quotes. Shemishom kol sivuve hagalgalim shel hashemesh vayorech. And this is also what results in all the paths of the sun and the moon, and the 12 constellations, the 12 mazolos, shal yodom Hashem Yisborach manegoy lomoy, through which Hashem leads the world. You know, he causes day and night, and different changes in the weather, and different changes in circumstances. V'hakoil b'shvil hatachlis shal neshamas Yisrael sheboam lazoylom, v'oivrim b'kama golios, v'kama sibois, v'gilgulim, at shekulam muchrochim lomus, v'lachzor v'lichyos b'tchias amesim. And all of it is for the sake of the Jews who go through all kinds of incredible things and die and come back in Tchias HaMesim. Vooz hakoil yiru v'yavinu pulas Hashem v'nairois al Yosef. Al Yosef. Shovar bozoilam b'chol asibois v'gilgulim shukolach v'yechon. And by Tchias HaMesim, that's when people will realize and come to understand the whys, you know, of many, many different things. Why things were like this and why things were like that. V'ze shepirish Rashi, atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. You, on the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Israel, you are standing here before me today like the day. Kayoim is like the day. Kayoim haze shumapil umeir, just like the day, which has night and day to it. It has dark moments and it has light moments. Kach umapil umeir lochem. So too, kavyocho, Hashem gives the Jewish people their dark times and their light times. Hainu kanal, as we said before, ki hakoil echod v'kanal, because this is all tied in together. V'ze merames adashim shemenachmim bohem hove l'rames shu galgal achoizer. And this is why, again, this is why we give lentils to a person who's mourning, to remind them of this cycle, the cycles of the gilgulim and galgalim, and that the end is going to be a good one. V'osid lachzor ula v'lichyos b'tchias amesim, that it's going to come back around. This person who just passed away, he's going to come back around in tchias amesim. Sheze ikar hanechoma, that's the greatest consolation of all. V'aydezeh hakoil nesapech l'simcha v'kanal. And when a person realizes that, then everything can be converted to simcha. Then a person even thinking about someone who just died, they can look at it as the person going to a better place. And even regarding our loss, that the person's no longer with us, that's also temporary. It's a temporary separation. We are going to be reunited. Avul Esav kofar bo'iso yashor b'tchias ha'meisim daiko al yidei zeh shemeis Avraham. Kimo shekosu b'medrash parsha zois. However, the Torah tells us about Esav Horosha that when he saw his grandfather Avraham Avinu had died, he lost faith. Any chance of having any trace of faith, he threw it away completely. Shomar, he said, Bezokein ze pogomida sadin, I know that my grandpa was the greatest tzaddik that ever lived. And if he died, then forget it. Nobody has a chance. You know, then there's no purpose to doing mitzvahs or this, because if he had to die, then what purpose is there to life, any of us? Kiovaros kamo averos. Because we're told that on that day, Esav went ahead and did a whole series of averos. Shekulam nimshochem me'aklipa shubchinas atzvos, where all of them come from the sitrachra, which is the concept of atzvos. Again, it came, the Medrash says, he saw that Avraham Avinu had died. What was his response? His response wasn't faith. His response wasn't there's a future. His response was, he's gone. He's gone totally. And if he's gone totally, then all of us are gone. Then there's nothing to be religious for. There's nothing, no purpose to life. It's just a matter of grab what you can, period. Al-Kain Omar, and that's why his response was, that's why he said, Halitenino min ho-odoim ho-odoim hazeh. Give me some of that red stuff. Why did he emphasize red stuff? Shehu took for the dino. Red means din, super din. Shehu atzvus, which is synonymous with depression. Ki achilas hatzadikim hu bechinas simcha. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, we know that when tzadikim eat, one of the most important frames of mind during eating is happy. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, lechol velishtois velismoyach. Bebechinas, and as the pasuk says, va'achaltem lefnei Hashem alekechem usemachtem, you will eat before Hashem and rejoice. Shenemar al achilas hakorbonos. That pasuk is written about achilas hakorbonos. Shehu bechinas achilas hatzadikim. That's when tzadikim eat. That's what they're eating all the time. They're always eating korbonos. She'achilosom tomid bebechinas achilas korbonos. Their eating is always a concept of korbonos. V'alkein shulchanam mechaper kimizbeach, k'moy shom razal. As the Gemara tells us, that during the time that there was a mizbeach, a person would bring a korban, and that would atone for his sins. Today that there is no mizbeach, shulchanoy shelodo mechaper kimizbeach. A person's table, the table that he eats on, has the same status as the mizbeach. If he eats the right way, if he eats like a tzaddik. Avol achilas Esav v'siatoi, whereas the kind of eating that Esav and his buddies ate, Heim ikar ho'atzvus. They're the opposite of tzadikim. So their eating is not with simcha. It's with the opposite of simcha. It's atzvus. Shehu zuamas hanochosh, which is the filth of the snake. Bechinas be'itzovoin toichaleno. As we see, that as soon as the snake took over, as soon as he was in the driver's seat, what was Hashem's response? Be'itzovoin toichaleno. You'll eat with atzvus, etc. And this is what Esav HaRosha brought upon himself at that time. Shomar, when he said, Halitenino, shovel it into my mouth. Shehu b'chinas achilo gaso b'derech halota. Shehu pegam achilo kamuva. Esav made it very clear that he wasn't eating like no tzaddik or anything. He wanted to eat like a behema, like an animal. Achila gasa, which is pigam achila, shehu bechinas atzvus kanal, which is again the opposite of achilas hatzadik. If we say achilas hatzadik is simcha, then Esav's achila has to be the opposite. Beitzovin techalena. V'alkein yofe omar lo yakov b'moyado y'bizmanoi. Now we could understand why, out of all the different times, all the different opportunities that Yaakov Avinu could possibly have chosen to suggest this deal, to offer this deal, when you want to make a business deal with somebody, timing is everything, right? And we know, I just heard from Reb Michal a few days ago, he mentioned that it's brought that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel very, very hard. He knew that he was supposed to get the Bechorah from Esav. But how? How do you do this? How do you extract this from this character? So he begged Hashem very, very hard to show him how to do it, to give him the tactfulness and everything.